Just weeks before voters decide the future makeup of the U.S. Senate, Bethel residents heard what might be the start of the final push by the incumbent senator. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more on Mark Begich's campaign swing through Bethel.
Begich is trailing Republican challenger Dan Sullivan in several polls and is gambling on gaining an edge off the beaten path.
So I make it very clear that rural Alaska, and more specifically Alaska Native people, will determine the outcome of this election. No question about it.
Begich's campaign repeats that statement over and over, including at a friendly reception at the annual Association of Village Council Presidents Convention in Bethel Thursday. He hopes those delegates and volunteers will bring his pitch to 56 villages, but he's also banking on a small paid staff. Begich stopped at his Bethel field office, one of 16, which are responsible for delivering votes in the YK Delta and Aleutian Chain.
Hey, how's everyone? Thank you.
A couple dozen supporters eat chili and sign up volunteers for door knocking and calling at a table full of berry buckets with the Begich logo. Bethel resident Betsy Taguchi signed on to help.
I think the race might be close and we could be the tipping point. And we've been a little sit back about things over the years, have not gotten out the vote the way we could have, and I think this year needs to be different.
Republican challenger Dan Sullivan is slated to make his first campaign stop in the Delta in the next couple weeks. His wife, Julie Faith Sullivan, attended the AVCP convention and campaigned locally. As Begich leaves his campaign office to catch the jet back to Anchorage, he contrasts his ground presence with that of his opponents and lists his visits over the years.
I was out here when I was mayor. I was out here when I was an assembly member almost 25 years ago. It's a great community. I've been in the great parade on 4th of July where you start on one end and ends in the same place.
Begich did well on the Kuskokwim in his 2008 election, winning over Senator Ted Stevens by a 2-1 margin in the region. He stands to gain from more turnout and is pushing hard for early voting, which starts October 20th. He says his ground game for Election Day is high-tech and low-tech.
Our people who work for us and volunteer will be working the vote in the people every single day as soon as early voting starts. So it's not as simple as, you know, you dial up and call people. That will be part of it. Some will physically go to their doors and remind them, especially in small communities.
Election Day is November 4th. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.